Well, hello, another day, another Ed Said podcast. It complements the on-air show, which I know you tune into every day, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to noon. On today's show, we talked about basically the government letting us down, politicians not getting anything done, people just doing what they want to do in hopes of getting reelected and achieving nothing. We also talked about a bunch of other stuff. Voting came up. But what I want to spend the beginning of this show talking about is just people in business, small business in particular, attempting something that is out of their realm of expertise and going so far off the deep end or judging what humor is incorrectly. I like to think of myself as a somewhat funny person. I think I have a decent amount of humor. I don't even know where to start this. This is Miracle Mattress San Antonio. I'm going to play you their commercial.
What better way to remember 9/11 than with the Twin Tower Sale? Right now, you can get any size mattress for a twin price.
Full mattress?
Twin price.
Queen mattress?
Twin price.
King mattress?
Twin price. Store-wide sale all day long.
Whoa!
Oh my God! We'll never forget.
Now, that is apparently from the company. I apologize for the audio quality because the video has been pulled down and somebody had saved it. That was a recording of a recording, essentially. But what you didn't see was when she screamed, the two gentlemen that were with her, there was a lady in the center, two gentlemen standing in front of stacks of twin mattresses. When she went all weekend and threw her arms out, she knocked the gentleman into the two stacks or towers of twin mattresses and knocked them over. A poor attempt at humor, and trust me, I am a fan of dark black humor. Some might say that it's too soon. Some might say you're not allowed to joke about it, and that's subjective. But at the same time, you have to know going in as a business, this is going to offend people, and you have to know that this is a bad idea. You got to read the room. Like, you got to be in the right room to tell a 9/11 joke. And you can't put out a commercial that everybody's going to see and not expect a backlash. They have posted an apology to all of those who have seen our 9/11 sale. We are very sorry. We have offended you. Our intentions were not to hurt anyone at all. Our staff is full of military and some relatives have passed away due to 9/11. We are promoters of peace and love. We have given abundantly to our community here in San Antonio and wish to remain known as a company who respects and loves others. We hope you find it in your hearts to forgive us. Please accept our apology. It's a terrible apology. It shouldn't have happened. For me, if you've been paying attention, you know I'm not a big fan of apologies because apologies come after you neglected to think things through or think about others. If you're walking down a hallway, texting on your phone, and you bump into somebody and you go, oh, I'm sorry. Maybe if you had thought about someone outside of yourself and you're texting, you wouldn't have bumped into someone else and you wouldn't have had to say, I'm sorry. Sorry is an excuse for people to be lazy and selfish. And that's exactly what this is. Are they well within their rights to have made this commercial? Oh, yeah. But just like Colin Kaepernick, you got to expect the backlash. And oh, is there backlash? Their Facebook page is being lit up right now. They actually have favorable ratings on Yelp and on Facebook, 4.4, 4.5 on both of them. Decent reviews. Now, they are going down quickly. That was the cached version of what they had before all this happened. They had a 4.5 on Facebook. They now have a 1.7. Their ratings have gone down incredibly, their rankings at least. Let's see. They now have 2,822 likes. Let's see if the cached Google search can tell me how many likes they had. It does not. Needless to say, they went from a 4.4 on Facebook now down to a low 1.7. And you can rest assured that is because of that commercial, which they have now removed. There are a ton of comments, and they continue to pour in just as this is starting to hit the internet. And this is an example of knowing how to manage your social media in the year 2016, using better judgment. Again, this isn't a case of me wanting to censor them. They are welcome to make as many commercials as they want, but this is an example of someone not thinking it through. Obviously, in San Antonio, I would never go there anyway. It's too far for a mattress. But it wasn't well thought out. It wasn't well executed. And perhaps that justifies, you know, those of you in advertising, why you are brought in, why you don't make your own ads and put them on air, because that's what appears that this was, or they put it on their Facebook page. Trust a professional. They will think things through and keep you from making mistakes like this. It's unbelievable to me. Again, I'm not against it. Feel free to do whatever it is you want, and it's just amazing. Should they be forgiven, I guess, is the question. Do you forgive them for this? People make mistakes. You've made mistakes. I've made mistakes. I've had to ask for forgiveness, and I don't know what went through their head or wasn't going through their head when they decided to film and post this. I hope there's a really, really, really good excuse, but there doesn't seem to be. Either way, we will see how this plays out. Keep an eye out for Miracle Mattress in your social media feed, because there will be plenty more said about this. Let's get into the podcast. It's Ed Said for this September 8th, 2016.
Welcome back to Ed Says. We're talking about voter ID laws. We're talking about Matt Lauer just letting you down, how pretty much all of our journalists let you down on The Daily. Also going to look at Julian Assange promising more leaks. But I wanted to talk about the voter ID states. Headline, AZ Central, that is the Arizona Republic. Investigation finds little evidence of voter fraud in key voter ID states. This from August 24th, 2016. A News 21 analysis of 2,000-plus alleged election fraud cases in 50 states found while some fraud had occurred since 2000, the rate was infinitesimal compared with the 146 million registered voters in that 12-year span. Found only 10 cases of voter impersonation over a 12-year span. Cases from Arizona, Ohio, Georgia, Texas, and Kansas. Those are states where politicians have expressed concern about voter fraud. You are worried about nothing. Keep running around screaming that the sky is falling. Keep buying into the talking heads that are telling you that someone you're afraid of is trying to cheat you out of something. It just drives me crazy. Keep living in your bubble. Look at the numbers. Oh, well, this investigation is skewed. Sure it is. Okay, even if it is, guess what? The United States Supreme Court stands by voter ID fraud, voter ID laws being wrong, as they didn't overturn an appeal last month that struck down North Carolina's controversial voter ID requirement, saying that it targeted African Americans precisely, talking about the cures are for problems that don't exist. So you've got one study here, you've got the U.S. Supreme Court over there last week making this decision, and yet you're still going to run around and cry voter fraud. Meanwhile, voter suppression and gerrymandering are what should concern you more. 888-574-2723. Another thing that's going on with this whole election is we don't hear a lot of what the candidates would do should they be elected, what their policy is. It's all Donald Trump is this, crooked Hillary that. Nobody is actually talking about substance. Although in Trump's case, when he attempts to, when he talks about, you just heard it in the news break, how he talked about generals being reduced to rubble and the implication that he wouldn't be talking to them anymore because they might not have those jobs. Again, it's all hyperbole and nonsense. It's to evoke an emotion. He's saying things that he has no power to do. It's like when he talks about Hillary will get rid of guns. That amendments are not something under the president's purview. And yet, you buy it. Hook, line, and sinker. I am hesitant to describe people who buy into that as simple. But be smarter. Right? You should know better. It is easy to buy into the emotional response of, oh, Hillary's coming for my guns. They said the same thing about Obama 8 years ago. Do you still have them? Pretty sure you do. Pretty sure you can still get them. Now, is it different state to state? Yeah. Is it tougher here? Yeah, I was actually just talking to my buddy back home in Virginia. He's like, man, up there, you got to go through a lot to get a gun. I guess so. I've never gone through it. He goes, oh, yeah, and he starts rattling off all these things. And sorry, it's tougher here. You states' rights folks kind of have to accept that. But this buying into just fear. Do yourself a favor and stop eating up the headlines and dig into the actual body of the article. Stop listening to the talking heads who put together 3-minute clips on Facebook with their faux rage and have an actual discussion. Don't allow them to just yell at you for 3 minutes. If you do, at least, I don't know, research what they're saying. At least on this show, the phones are open, 888-574-2723. You can refute. Some of those videos that I see out there are just nonsense, and nobody refutes them. They just, oh, I'm with them, I'm with him, I'm with her. You know, look for facts. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton's emails with Colin Powell have been released. Powell telling Clinton that he used his own personal computer to communicate with friends and foreign leaders and sent emails without going through the server run by the State Department. According to these emails, I find it interesting that they're releasing this to show that, Powell did say that. And they're going to continue to go back and forth on that as the email continues to be a thing. But Julian Assange is saying that the public has the right to know about the documents he is set to release as early as next week. He actually was in an interview with Fox News' Sean Hannity, which aired yesterday. And Hannity was like a big opponent to him early on, but has come around to him, I guess, because he's started attacking the Democrats. Let's go to Jack in Munton. Good morning, Jack. Jack, you there? No, we lost Jack. Sorry, Jack. Let's go to Barry in Bridgeport.
Thank you.
What's up, Barry?
Oh, hi, Ed. How are you?
Doing well. What's going on?
Good. No, not too much. First off, I'm enjoying your show. I think, although I don't always agree with you, I agree with you most of the time. I think you're very good.
Thank you.
Host. I do enjoy listening to you very much. Just a quick comment. As an independent voter, let me make it clear. I think both candidates are terrible. So I haven't made my mind up as to what I'm going to do. But I do want to say one thing. I do believe there are factions within the Democratic Party that do want to take away or limit the parts of the Second Amendment. And I'm not a gun owner. So, I'm not one of these guys who's waving around a Glock. But I just want to give my opinion that if you listen to the governor of New York, he's even said publicly, if it were up to him, the Second Amendment wouldn't be there.
And I don't disagree with you. And I think those people are just as dangerous. They are, again, there's going to be fringes on each side. I'm not a gun owner, but I am certainly all for gun rights as they are written. I understand the original intention, and I also understand how the courts have evaluated it over the years. I'm definitely within some limitations, or at least some of the loopholes we have to go through, or the hoops we have to jump through to get them. I don't think you should just be able to walk into a convenience store and buy a firearm or ammunition.
No, I don't agree. I don't think so. I'm not a gun owner either, but I agree with you. Complete background checks, etc. I agree with you on that.
And I would be against anyone who you described, and I would consider myself probably left-leaning. But when it comes to guns, again, I don't think we should be punishing. A lot of times these laws punish the law-abiding citizens rather than handling the actual problem, which is criminal activity. It's always going to be criminal activity. There's no, anybody who has a gun illegally is automatically a criminal. Like, that's the problem. We're dealing with people who aren't worried about laws.
Yeah, I mean, just look at the city of Chicago, supposedly a gun-free zone, and, I mean, it's a nightmare.
Yeah, people aren't going to adhere to it. Jeff, I appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry, Barry, sorry about that. Jeff is on, calling from Perth. Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, how are you?
Doing well.
I was calling about the caller ID.
Yeah, go right ahead. The voter ID?
The ID for voter ID.
Yeah.
Excuse me. And what's really interesting about that whole thing is that your interviewer asked me where I was from. And I didn't tell him. I told him I was from Earth. But he had to know because it would make his life easier.
We asked where
you have to know where I'm from. Why would you need to know that?
Well, Jeff, it's a common thing when we ask on radio. We ask, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Why?
It's as
Why?
Old as Does the industry.
Matter? I'm a person. I have a voice and I'm speaking.
Well, Jeff, you can decline.
I'm going to go vote. It doesn't matter where I live, where I come from, who I'm voting for, because it's really nobody's business who I vote for. But at the same time, do we really need to verify the person voting is that person? Of course we do. Just like you need to go buy a pack of cigarettes, you got to prove you're 18. Just because you're going to go drink, you got to bring an ID because you have to prove you're of drinking age. So you don't think you need to have voter ID?
Nope.
No. Well, why? Because it precludes someone who isn't going to follow the rules anyway from following the rules?
I would say 160 people, 10 instances in those states that I listed. I would say the math backs me up.
The math? What math? Who created the math?
The research that I just told you about.
The people who feel they're being oppressed? Really? Come on, get over all this. You got to have ID. I go in, I got to tell them where I'm from, where I live, and I have a right to vote here. Yes, I do. Otherwise, I could bring in 50 people who don't even live in this country and have them all go vote all over the country.
Except, guess what?
And Hillary will be your next president.
That doesn't happen. Jeff, I appreciate the call. You're clearly not from Earth because you're not listening. You are illustrating exactly what I said. Someone who, when faced with facts, refused to accept them because it doesn't fit into your fears. You have grabbed onto your fears as a life vest, and you refuse to let them go. It is infinitesimally, statistically insignificant in states where they think there are problems. It just blows my mind. I'm not saying that it might happen, but it is statistically insignificant. So rather than spending the money to stamp it out or to implement a law that requires ID that, in North Carolina's case, is shown to target minorities to make it more difficult for them to vote, why not just let it go? Because it isn't a problem. That is like you worrying about a superficial crack in your drywall in your home, tearing down the entire wall and replacing the drywall because you're scared that crack could spread and your house will collapse. That crack is insignificant to the structure of your home. 888-574-2723. Jack is back. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning. I'm from Munson, Massachusetts, although I am originally from Brownsville, Texas. And I spend a lot of time down there, particularly in winters, on the Mexican border. And it is my observation and my belief that the real attraction for illegal aliens is not jobs. It's anchor babies and food stamps, welfare. If I look at the last 50 years of illegal aliens coming across by the millions, what I see is yes, after their children grow up, they're legal. But they're also a voting bloc for the Democrats. They virtually almost 100% of the people coming across the border from Mexico, Central America, and South America vote Democrat. And why that is, I don't know. I really don't know because most of them are Catholics. And the Democrat Party, you know, at the highest levels tends to be somewhat, you know, atheistic. And so I really don't, you know, they're not real big on Christianity and Christian values. So I don't know why that is. But they have become a gigantic voting bloc, and if they keep coming over, we will never see another Republican in office again. As it is, in order to curry favor with this huge voting bloc from south of the border, the Republicans have become very, very wishy-washy and extremely liberal themselves, so much so that they hate Trump. The Republicans hate Trump as much as, the Republican establishment as much as the Democrat establishment.
What's that?
I feel really, really good about you and what you do here on the air, because you let people speak, even though they might be saying something that's totally contrary to what you believe.
No,
I like that.
Well, Jack, I appreciate the compliment and the call. Thanks for calling. That is the premise of the show. That's life. We're going to disagree about things, and if we don't discuss our disagreements and even come to an understanding, we're going to have what we've had in Washington for far too long. And that is nothing getting done because people draw lines in the sand. We have to learn how to disagree or agree to disagree and how to compromise. And when it comes to my life, where my compromises are made when I disagree with someone is when it comes to politics, is anyone being hurt? Is anyone being denied rights? And as I said, the Supreme Court agrees with me when it comes to voter ID. I certainly appreciate your perspective on Texas. It is in a unique situation compared to Connecticut here. 888-574-2723, the number into the studio. And when we get back, I will talk more about how politicians fail us at every turn, even after they've had a long layoff. Zika. We hear it all the time. We heard about the dangers in Rio. We hear how it might come to the United States, or it's already here. How even Connecticut's keeping an eye on it and wants money. And, well, a deal for more funding was making its way through Congress and has failed for the third time after they came back from a seven-week recess. More of the same. Hey, guys, we're back all bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, and refreshed to get back to work, and let's accomplish nothing. Senate Democrats blocking the Republican measure, 52-46 vote. Fell short 60 votes as Democrats opposed provisions blocking Zika prevention and treatment money from going to Planned Parenthood clinics in Puerto Rico. Yes, Planned Parenthood, still a bone of contention. The Republicans throwing in the provisions saying that nope, if this Zika money's going there, make sure it doesn't go to Planned Parenthood, even though Zika affects pregnant women. Why would we send money to help that sort of outlet? Oh, because of our moral stance. We are against it because we heard bad things about Planned Parenthood in videos that were faked. And we were told lies that we continue to nom, 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 eat up and swallow. You jackasses. You don't have to agree with something to make it okay. You might disagree with Planned Parenthood. Guess what? You don't have to use it. You don't have to go there. But your disagreement with it, denying someone else who wants to use it, is wrong. That's what I was talking about before the break. There is absolutely nothing wrong or illegal with the way it functions. But Republicans had to throw it in there. Well, if this money goes, can't go to Planned Parenthood. Why would it go to an outfit that helps people who are pregnant? That's just silly. Nope. Moral stance, line in sand. And they did it because they knew the Democrats wouldn't approve. This piggybacking is what is killing us. It used to be a way to get things done. You want this, I want this, let's put it in, we're all happy. But now it is a way to torpedo things from getting done, and it is all they know. And remember that when you go to the polls, voting on every level, they are all awful. Even the good ones. Flush it all down the toilet. Start from scratch. How bad can it be? Because this is what's ridiculous. It is like this every single time. Nobody wants to work with anyone. Everybody's got to do their hard line. And no, not me. Not going to do it. Meanwhile, you've got Rick Scott. Their lack of funding in Florida. He cut statewide mosquito control by 40% a few years ago. Now asking, of course, for federal money to combat Zika. Floridians somehow reelecting him blows my mind. But it just, if you're not mad, you should be. Because if Zika is as big a deal as they say it is, it deserves the funding. And like everything, this whole bundling served its purpose at one point, but maybe it's time to rethink it. Because if something is in place long enough, people are going to figure out ways to game the system. And that's what politicians have done. And as far as I can remember, they accomplish very little. And what they do accomplish is not beneficial to any of us. What it does is it helps the businesses and the individuals that contribute to their reelection campaigns. We talk about their 7 weeks off. And then you look at how much time they spend getting reelected to versus how much time they actually get stuff done. It might be time to reevaluate everything. I mean, 7 weeks. I would love 7 weeks of vacation. That would be awesome. I'm getting one next week. I'm going to treat it like it's seven. 888-574-2723, the number into the studio. It's just frustrating to see these things and to see nothing get done. And it goes both ways. Just because it was the Republicans who attached this doesn't mean the Democrats haven't done the same. And it should frustrate everyone. Again, it used to be a way to get things done efficiently, but now it has gone the opposite. It is politicians knowing that what they're attaching will cause the other side to vote it down and then pointing the finger going, oh, we voted for it. Look, we voted for it. Yeah, you did because you knew it had no chance of passing. I'm like mad. I can't explain to you like how upset this makes me. If I operated the same way at my job, I would be out on my ear, as would you, as would any normal person. But these guys have the voters. And for whatever reason, as voters, we tend to vote against our best interests. We will reward this bad behavior by reelecting a bunch of these morons based on what side they're on. Because we can't get over ourselves. We can't vote for someone who we might fundamentally agree with on things or might be the best candidate for the job because of the letter next to their name on the ballot. And that's got to change. If you weren't able to determine who really would best represent you by looking at facts and digging into it, and you just go by, oh, they're a Democrat, I'm in, or they're a Republican, I'm in, it's a disservice. You're doing us no favors because they know that all they have to do is pander to you to get reelected. And they don't just represent you. They represent everyone, even those people you disagree with. People you disagree with have the same rights as you do and need to be represented as well. It's similar to what the whole Kaepernick thing is. Many of you disagree with him. But guess what? He is afforded the same rights you are. To agree, disagree, as long as he's operating within the law, what's the big deal? Instead, we're focusing on him rather than these politicians who just came back from a giant break who can't get anything done because they just want to play games. They just want to, you know, tie things to each other so it'll get voted down and they can look like they did something and the other side didn't when they knew damn well what the end result would be.